church in Poughkeepsie, New York, rain. Initially brought two suburban loads of blankets and food and water and gospel tracts, and we were able to distribute it immediately. Just today, after we were able to get that distributed, she phoned us again and said a number of churches in the Poughkeepsie, New York area have been very responsive, and they're putting together another load. And they might have two or three more loads of food and water and Bibles and literature to bring to the city. Then I got a phone call a little earlier today about a Christian man at a ski resort up in the Northeast who mentioned the needs of the city. And the people at the ski resort, the people connected with that resort, began to donate, and they got received so much. They have a school bus loaded with mostly coats and hats and gloves and some clothing, and they're on their way down to the city here Saturday night, and we'll be arriving tomorrow with this beautiful stop. We're going to have an opportunity to see that that gets distributed in some of these hardest hit areas in the city. And so it's just a beautiful thing to see Christian people around the country and around this part of the country especially responding to the need. We had this last Sunday 30 new folks, is what Kevin's telling me, in our Sunday service. Never been in the church before. We're anticipating that tomorrow we're going to have some other new people from the community. We've had an opportunity to be sharing the gospel with local people. Just volunteers that want to come and help us. Three of the volunteers this past week heard the gospel one-on-one, and we're hoping to start a Bible study after our morning distribution of food. We've had some of our volunteers come up to us and said, listen, will you please have a Bible study with me? And one of them is a new believer who's showing a lot of growth in her life, and so we're looking forward to seeing that begin as well. And I certainly want to say thank you very, very much to everybody who has given financially to the mission at this time. The gifts that we received, a gift from as far away as Finland, to help in the ministry here, and other gifts from around the country to just enable us to continue to get these supplies in much-needed areas, as well as get Bibles and gospel literature and then minister to our own community. So we're very thankful for those monetary gifts, and we're also very thankful for all the supplies that have just been pouring in to aid these people here in the city. So God has demonstrated to us again that incredible fulfillment of the promise in Deuteronomy 10, that he shows his love by giving food and clothing. If we're getting this volume of clothing that's able to get in the hands of those who've lost so much in the midst of this hurricane. So thank you very much, those of you who've been able to give. Chapel Library has contributed gospel literature that we pass out here in the city, and Crossway, the Christian bookstore, is sending two cases of Bibles that we can distribute. So we're so thankful for the food, the blankets, the water, the clothes, supplies that have been given, and then the Christian literature that we can distribute, as well as the Bibles. The Lord is getting great glory in all of this, and the hearts of people are open, and we thank God for that. Every single day of the week, we continue to pick up food from Trader Joe's here in the city and have a daily distribution of food on this side of town as well as the other side of town. And during this daily distribution of food, which takes place in front of our church building, on the sidewalk, and we have preaching. We preach the gospel. The food is being set off. The line develops. We have 70 to 100 people in line, and then that line continues to grow as the distribution begins. But before we ever distribute food, we pray with our volunteers, and then we pray and thank God for the food, and then preach a gospel message to our community. Yesterday, when I was preaching the message, I had a lady come up to me, about 8 feet from me, and just stared at me, didn't say anything, was not disruptive. And then she just walked off. And then another lady came up, and she began to scream and to holler at me while we were preaching the gospel, preached the message from John chapter 3 and verse 16, famous verse, "For God so loved the world." And as I was preaching that verse, she began to scream and holler and tell me that what I was doing was not right, and I was abusing this opportunity. And little did she really know that this food comes from the hand of God and the graciousness of Trader Joe's. And we don't receive government help, and we don't do that so that we can preach and pray and minister to people. We just had some wonderful gospel conversations during the food distribution. Matter of fact, I spoke with a lady just today from our community. She told me she reads the first covenant, but doesn't read the second. Had an opportunity to share with her from the Tanakh, the fifth book of Moses, the book of Deuteronomy, our need for righteousness and the promise of the righteous one coming, how God needs to change our heart, give us a heart to know him, that he is the Lord. All these great gospel verses from the book of Deuteronomy. So ongoing gospel conversations, preaching on the street, loving our neighbor with the distribution of food. We've got a wonderful assistant, Kevin and Liz, that are with us. And Kevin is preaching out on the street. He's helping to organize the volunteers and run the Bread of Life outreach. And then preach in our services as well. It's a wonderful opportunity. He's completed his portion of his formal education. He's going to go on for more, but it gives him practical experience in Christian ministry to oversee, to serve, to preach, to share the gospel. We're very thankful for that. And then we've had a dear Christian brother, Hope Shirley, from Northern Georgia with us, be with us for about 11 days. He came to help us in the city. Hope's an engineer. And he's helping with us with kind of a project management of this facility that God has opened up to us. There's a lot of work that needs to be done on. He's assessing everything and coming up with a plan to move forward. And I appreciate so much the volunteering for us here. And then his heart to serve. You know, when we're out ministering to people, Hope wants to come out and help minister, and he's helping pick up the food. We're wearing him out. But, you know, we've got another homeschool family coming in a few days that just said, you know, we want to come, we want to help whatever we can do in the Christian ministry. So I thank God for Christian believers and craftsmen and workers and servants that want to come and minister. And we just want to encourage anybody and everyone who would like to come and serve the Lord to learn to serve people.